When the story of the Trinity test is told, it's said that the bomb went off in an uninhabited part of the desert. But according to census data from the time, more than 19,000 people lived within a 40-mile radius, and they weren't given any warning of the detonation.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay.
It's July 16th, 1945. Bing Crosby's at the top of the charts. About 5,000 people have television sets in the whole country. And The Gadget, a plutonium core nuclear device, is being raised to the top of a steel tower at White Sands. Folks wear nothing more protective than sunglasses to watch the detonation from a handful of miles away. Scientists and reporters visit the site almost immediately to examine the remains of the tower. People pick up handfuls of the glassy residue left behind, called trinitite or Alamogordo glass.
I got thyroid cancer when I was 39, and the question that they asked me when they diagnosed me was, "When were you exposed to radiation?"
Tina Cordova is the president of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. She says people in and around her town have suffered as a result of the Trinity test, dying from a variety of cancers and other health conditions. This fact is not yet part of the public conversation or historic memory.
One man that I know who's incredibly sick with cancer was outside with his father, and they were putting gas from a gas can into his dad's truck. Everybody that witnessed it has described it as almost brighter than daylight. Soon after that, they felt this shock wave that almost knocked them off their feet. We didn't know what had just happened.
Cordova says New Mexicans were unknowingly used as participants in the world's largest science project and then forgotten. The explosion went 7.5 miles into the atmosphere, and a few hours later it rained, yet no one told residents not to drink from their cisterns. Historians confirm that the government lied after the explosion, saying there had been a bunch of old ammunition laying around that exploded. It wasn't until atomic bombs were dropped on Japan a few weeks later that New Mexicans learned what had really taken place.
We've had people come forward and say that for days afterwards, the fine ash settled out on everything. So you have this huge plume of ash and debris, and all of it radioactive.
Between 1945 and 1962, the U.S. military tested almost 200 nuclear weapons. The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990 has doled out hundreds of thousands of dollars, but not to folks downwind of the Trinity test.
Well, I grew up with this dilemma about nuclear power and nuclear weapons and nuclear waste, and I didn't really know what to make of it. As I got older, I realized that really it's everyone's dilemma.
Olivia Fermi is the granddaughter of Enrico Fermi, the man who demonstrated the first nuclear chain reaction in 1942. He was in New Mexico watching the Trinity test 3 years later while his wife lived in Los Alamos.
My grandparents most likely died because of radiation exposure. My grandfather died of stomach cancer, and my grandmother died of a lung condition that is statistically associated with radiation exposure. My earliest memory is being a kindergartner and knowing that my grandfather had built the bomb and knowing that he'd made these really important contributions to physics, and at the same time being pretty confused about what it all meant.
Fermi says she was shocked to learn a few years ago that the desert had been inhabited. Now she chronicles her understanding of her family's nuclear legacy in her blog, On the Neutron Trail. I had her read from an entry about her trip to the Trinity site, which opens to tourists once a year.
April 4th, 2009. It's a sunny, breezy day. My colleagues and I arrive at the Trinity site around 10:30 a.m. I feel somber and determined. Fascination alternates with revulsion. As we walk along the barbed wire corridor into the desert and ground zero, I stop to look at the keep out signs every 30 yards or so.
Even after the Trinity test spread radiation in the area, ranchers grew and raised their own food. But a CDC report from 2010 doesn't take into account internal doses of radiation. Now, downwind communities in New Mexico are getting some attention. Jennifer Lukesis with the National Cancer Institute says they'll come here in the fall to estimate how much radiation people consumed and what the cancer risks might be.
So the goal of coming to New Mexico is to learn about diet and lifestyle for Native Americans and Hispanics in the state. We need to know how people were living and what kinds of foods they were eating and drinking.
And last month, New Mexico's senior senator, Tom Udall, gave a speech on the Senate floor in Washington, D.C.
The Trinity explosion paid little attention to surrounding communities. Radioactive debris fell from the sky, killing cattle, poisoning water, poisoning food, the air we breathe. The damage was done and would remain long after the test was finished.
Downwinder Tina Cordova says Udall's speech marked an amazing moment. Finally, there was some national recognition of her community's suffering. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.